Coming up next on the Holistic Wealth Podcast.
I saw this stat somewhere that 80% of the world's population will never achieve their full purpose in life. And I thought that was astounding, that stat. It's not actually surprising when you think about it. And there's so many factors with regards to that and people not fulfilling their true potential or their true purpose in life. So I just want to walk you through a few quick steps on unlocking your potential and achieving it.
You're listening to the Holistic Wealth Podcast with host Keisha Blair, author of Holistic Wealth and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. And now, here's your host, Keisha Blair.
Today we have another special solo episode, and that's on unlocking your true potential. And before I delve into this important topic, I just want to state that this podcast is sponsored by the Institute on Holistic Wealth, and you can visit the website at www.instituteonholisticwealth.com for a range of resources, courses, and a membership platform to help you live holistically wealthy. And it's a great platform for those who are just starting out, for those who are wanting to exceed and meet their goals. And of course, with this topic of unlocking your true potential, it's so important, right, that we actually take the steps to unlock our full potential in life, to achieve our life purpose, to achieve our goals. And so that's why this is such an important episode. So we're just going to walk you through some quick steps. This is a quick, fun, easy episode on unlocking your true potential. I saw this stat somewhere that 80% of people, and I think it was actually on a previous episode of the Holistic Wealth Podcast. So you want to check out the episode that we did with Cute Blackson on achieving your life purpose. And in that episode, he said that 80% of the world's population will never achieve their full purpose in life. And I thought that was astounding, that stat. And it's not actually surprising when you think about it. And there's so many factors with regards to that and people not fulfilling their true potential or their true purpose in life. So I just want to walk you through a few quick steps on unlocking your potential and achieving it. And it's so important that we also keep focused, because I think for a lot of people, societal expectations and going with the flow, doing what everybody else is doing, sometimes that's exactly what's preventing us from achieving our purpose in life and unlocking our true potential, because each one of us is so unique. We're so uniquely made, and every single one of us has a God-given purpose in life. It's unique. It's unique to each one of us, just like an imprint. And so for us to be looking at each other, comparing our journeys and wanting to be in somebody else's lane, that can be a deterrent to unlocking your own true potential in life. So number one, obey the calling on your life. I think for so many people, that obedience to the calling is something that I know for a lot of people, when they get the calling on their heart, when they get that voice that says, listen, this is what you need to do, it becomes then a fear factor. Can I really do it? What are the risks? What if I fail? But the first step is actually obeying that calling on your life, listening to it, yielding to it, taking time to really figuring out, how do I draw up a roadmap to get there? So this is the calling on my life. How do I implement that? So unlocking your full potential means obeying that calling on your life. And so, you know, it's so funny how in everyday life, our brains are kind of wired to actively suppress certain functions in order to keep us focused on our primary needs, survival, basic survival needs. And so we have that capacity to live up to our full potential. So we have to tap in to those parts of the brain and learn to unlock that hidden potential. And we had another episode with Jenna Sophia, and she talked about the power of the unconscious mind and the importance of the unconscious mind, because so much of us live day to day with just going by habit, just mindlessly taking the same route we've always taken, living in inertia, not really thinking about, okay, what do I need to take a step backwards? And I really want to change my path. So thinking about that, here are some questions. Are you living the life you've always wanted? Or have you settled into a pattern, a status quo? If you've hit a plateau or you feel stuck, what is it that's holding you back from living your true potential in life? It's never too late. You can always reprogram your mind to give you the focus and the determination it takes to design a life that gives you joy, fulfillment, and peace. You know, most of us think we have this idea of what life should be like. And so we go about our daily lives, just, you know, as I said before, following the crowd. And our subconscious minds can also work against us. So it's unbelievable once we start a pattern, right? Right. How it just imprints in our minds. And so learning to take control of our subconscious, learning how, you know, we can reprogram that subconscious is important. And so in that episode, we spoke about the subconscious mind. What is it? And the subconscious mind is the part of our minds that makes decisions without or needing to actively think about them. So it's different from the conscious mind, which encompasses the thoughts we know we're having at any given moment. You know, it's also different from the unconscious mind, which holds past events and experiences that we don't even remember. So the subconscious mind goes beyond learning new skills. It's involved in informing, processing, and affects everything we think and say and do. It stores our beliefs, our values, our memories, and it monitors all that information around us. So it's important that we learn mindfulness in terms of reprogramming that subconscious mind. And studies show on average it takes about 3 to 4 weeks. It could take longer. It depends on how deeply ingrained our behavior is. And so reprogramming that, and I spoke about that in my book, Holistic Wealth, how after tragedy, I had to basically reprogram mine. And some of that involves shifting your mindset, because so much of not living up to our full potential is this disbelief that we can't. So we have to believe, we have to have a core belief that we can, and that involves shifting our mindset. So shifting from a mindset of scarcity, of lack, to one of growth, holistic wealth. And, you know, I talk about the holistic wealth mindset quite a bit. So the holistic wealth mindset is also key in helping you to unlock your true potential. So it's important that we obey. And in obeying, we're deciding. We're deciding to take a step. We're deciding to stop overthinking. We're deciding that we want to unlock an extraordinary life. And then we have to think about what that looks like, and that can be penciled out. What does that look like for you? So clarity is power, and unlocking your true potential in life requires clarity. Clear, crystal clear. You know how in Holistic Wealth, I talk about setting goals. And I say in the book that we need to come out of this cyclical pattern of doing the same thing over and over again to actually achieve those goals. We need to have precise goals like arrows to a target. And so that's what I'm talking about when we talk about unlocking that extraordinary life with that clarity and the details that you lay out. The stronger the details, the more powerful your vision will become. And it creates a subconscious mind map, giving your brain the tools necessary to turn that vision into reality. And so it's important that we are self-aware in terms of unlocking that true potential. Then we have to commit. then we have to commit to actually carrying that out. So where focus goes, energy goes. Where focus goes, energy goes. Of course, we all need that energy to carry out our life purpose, right? And to really live the life that we want to do. And sometimes it's very hard, given our day-to-day lives, to get the energy that we need to move on. But in committing, then we're actually committing to it physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally, to that goal and to unlocking our true potential. And it's taking that holistic wealth mindset again, because all of this is wrapped up in holistic wealth. And it's unbelievable that when we do our holistic wealth portfolios and that in those areas that I mentioned before, that physical, financial, emotional, spiritual, those are all wrapped up in committing to do it. Because fear is one of the biggest traps that keeps people from taking action. I mean, we all have fears. There's a fear of rejection, fear of failure, even fear of success. What would that look like? Fear of pain, fear of the unknown, fear of risks, fear of losing it all, fear of the naysayers that I talk about in holistic wealth. But it's important that we conquer those fears and let the fear become the thing that pushes you forward, and overcoming that negativity and even the negative thoughts in our mind. You know, in the book, I talk about these blocks that we might have, these subconscious blocks, and also these barriers that we might put up to achieving our goals. They're fake. Some of them are fake constraints. I talk about fake versus real constraints, but some of them that we put up are actually fake constraints. So we just need to realize which ones are fake and push past those. So it's important that we commit ourselves to living up to our full potential and those goals and the life purpose. Commit to overcome the negativity. Commit to a better life. When you commit fully, cutting off any other possibility, you'll push yourself to the next level, demanding more of yourself, and open up yourself to true possibilities. The next step is taking resolve. Taking resolve. So once you have decided on your path and committed fully, take an inventory of your situation. What are your current actions getting you? Where are they getting you in terms of the path that you're on? Are you even taking action in that direction? Because some of us are taking actions in a completely different direction than where our heart and our souls are leading us to do. You know, it's so funny how many people go to work and by Friday, people are just dying for the weekend. So they get that time off so they don't have to deal with that job that you hate or that task that you hate. That's a telltale sign that you need to be going in a different direction, because your life purpose is energizing. It should energize you. It should not deplete you. And if it's depleting you, you know, I talk about your holistic wealth bank account. If it's depleting that holistic wealth bank account, then that's a telltale sign that you're probably going in a different direction that you need to. So resolve is about finding solutions to whatever barriers may come your way. It's directing your mind toward assessing what is working and what isn't and making those shifts, right? And a telltale sign about what's not working is whether it's depleting you rather than energizing you. Is it depleting that holistic wealth bank account? Do you go in every day feeling, you know, you have the Monday scaries, you feel terrible going in, doing this work in and out, day in, day out. It's depleting you. It's wearing you down. That's a telltale sign. So resolve is a huge step forward. And so when you reprogram your mind to focus on resolve, you develop the ability to change your approach to the problems as required, right? So we have the resolve, and so we can change those problems. So true power comes from within, and reprogramming your brain conditions you for success. So adopting empowering beliefs, telling yourself, I can, I will, I must, mantras, affirmations, whatever it is that gives you that empowering feeling. Limiting beliefs hold us back, but empowering beliefs propel us forward. So having those empowering beliefs is critical, and embracing the beauty of uncertainty. You know, we know that those barriers will come, but it's important to take back our power to shape our existence, right? And to reprogram our minds, letting go of that need for control. Just focus and embrace the future. And focusing on gratitude always helps. So these are keys for unlocking your potential in life. It's so important, too, that we focus on intensity, because for so many people, it's, you know, creating goals, doing that mind mapping exercise, putting that down on paper, and then we lose momentum. So it's important to keep up that intensity. Find ways, whether it's your nutrition, looking at exercise, your meditation practice, that holistic approach is so key to unlocking your full potential in life. It requires a holistic approach. There's no doubt about that. And I want to talk about spiritual self-renewal. Lastly, but most importantly, this is by far the most important thing. And in the book, I talk about four laws of spiritual self-renewal and holistic wealth. And spiritual self-renewal is the nucleus that energizes our life purpose. So I want to say that again, spiritual self-renewal is the nucleus that energizes. It's that life force. Without that life force, there's no life, because we're all spiritual beings. Prayer, meditation, gratitude, those are all key parts of it. Like, I get up in the mornings and I feel so much more focused and energized when I whisper a prayer for my day, when I whisper a prayer for my family, when I whisper a prayer for my life or for my loved ones. I feel so much more energized and empowered. It gives me that sense of peace and calm that all will be well. And it gives me that power to be more hopeful again. So I'm renewing my hope and motivation. I'm going to the center, which is I'm going to God in prayer, and I'm saying, I'm releasing all of this to you because I know that my energy, my life comes from you. So spiritual self-renewal is critical. If you want to go back through the book, through that chapter, there's a whole chapter there on those four laws, which I won't be able to get into this short, juicy episode, but it's so critical for unlocking your true potential. I don't think we can go about really energizing our purpose without spiritual self-renewal. And by spiritual self-renewal, I mean renewing yourself spiritually every single day. And I gave those examples of prayer and meditation and really meditating on your goals, your needs, what you need to do, and putting that into practice. So I hope this was very helpful. Have a great week, everyone listening in. Before I go, I just want to talk about Global Holistic Wealth Day. Just again, just to say that we are looking for Global Holistic Wealth Day ambassadors in each and every country across the world. And if you're interested in becoming a Global Holistic Wealth Day ambassador, send me an email. My email is info@keishablair.com. Reach out to me on social media. Send me an email. Send me a message via whatever means. I'll be happy to hear from you. But we need Global Holistic Wealth ambassadors to take this message in every nook and cranny and corner of the globe, and to really energize this message. So if you're interested, feel free to reach out. Anyone can become a Global Holistic Wealth Day ambassador. It does not matter what industry, field, sphere you are in. And we need ambassadors in every single country. So from Australia to New Zealand, to Namibia, to Africa, every single country, Europe, Italy, Spain, we need Global Holistic Wealth ambassadors in Uganda, Ghana, everywhere across the globe, in every country you can imagine. So email me again. It's info@keishablair.com. And have a great week, everyone. Have a holistically wealthy week.
The Holistic Wealth Podcast with Keisha Blair is brought to you by... Have you joined the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Choose your membership plan at the Institute on Holistic Wealth /memberships to join. As a member, you'll get access to free worksheets, advice, coaching, and an intentional design workshop. As you start to live a more holistically wealthy lifestyle, you'll want to stay for a very long time.
So go to Institute on Holistic Wealth / memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning best-selling Holistic Wealth 36 Life Lessons to help you recover from disruption, find your life purpose, and achieve financial freedom.